Got it, Rex. Alex speaking. Sure, Brad. What sort of car you got, man? Yeah. And do you know what service you want to get done on it? Okay. Yep, there we go. 2 6. What's the region number, mate? Yep. What was that one, sorry, mate? Quebec. Yep. Yep. That's cool. Found it there. Awesome. All right. Here you go. All right. Let's click on that one. See what it comes up with. The last time we had it here, we did a minor service only. A couple of notes, the guys. Have a bit of an oil leak coming from your gearbox. Left-hand front shock is leaking, and left-hand front axle seal is lightly wet also. I suggested checking it next service. Go ahead, sorry. I'll have a look for you. Ooh, next week. All right, week after. There we go. No, I think we might be okay. Are you able to leave the car overnight? Because, I mean... Okay. No problem. So Wednesday the 29th, no dramas. So I'll just get that booking in there now before it disappears on me. Okay. Oh, what's going on here? Brad. Dan's STI. Done. Repairing repair gearbox oil leak. Are we doing a minor service on it also? Yep. Excellent. Okay. No, man. Essentially replacing them is the only way to solve the problem, yeah. Did you have factory struts in it? No. Silver's coilovers, yep. Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, we don't unfortunately deal with silvers. They're an okay sort of street coilover. I think the supplier up at Pro Speed Racing, I believe they still bring them in. I just don't know whether they would supply one only. It's the only problem. If you haven't got many Ks on them and the rest are happy and you can buy one cheap, I mean, that'd be your most economical way. If you couldn't, I would suggest maybe, yeah, replacing them, but maybe replacing them for a slightly more up-spec coilover. We normally run the MCA brands. So Murray Coote suspension from up north, great quality. Yes, look, the entry level stuff is still made overseas. MCA do oversee it and tune them here, so far more development on them. But I would suggest if it's just a street driven car, a set of Pro Comforts, and they've got great adjustability, great warranty support. I think warranty is 2 years from memory. And you can buy one, you can have one repaired. So there's just far more options. I can tell you what they're worth. So these, well, these are essentially the next iteration of that. And they're just all they've done is break them down into categories to fine tune them to tick, tick the car's drivability for more customers. Where are we? MCA, how much GD? 2890 is what they're worth. Instead of four, and we normally charge 600 to put them in. What I'll need to do is I'll just, I'm pretty sure we've got them in stock, but I'll double check. If I've got any dramas, I'll let you know. So minor service, repair gearbox oil leak, supply and fit, MCA Pro Comforts. Easy done, man. So drop. Yep, you're right. Yes, correct. No, we don't, but a little bit on that topic. So yours is a MY05, so is it the one with the 114 stud pattern? You know? It is, yeah? Okay, so that's the first thing we need to clarify because the MCA coilovers are different between the two models, 04 and 05. So beautiful. All right, well, that makes that easy. But then number two is the roof vane on the chassis of the car. On the 06 model, it actually has bossing on the body to be able to carry the load of the roof vane. Whereas the factory chassis that doesn't normally come with it has a completely different structure there. So the ones you see guys retrofit, which are like the carbon style ones, they're generally just glued on. But taking like a factory one and trying to mount it to the C pillars when it doesn't have the bossing or the threads there, what will happen is it'll eventually start to damage the C pillars and bend them. It'll put dents in them because the structure is completely different. So I don't know if you Google it and have a look yourself, but something I looked at many years ago, and I wouldn't really advise it, man. The other ones are light sort of stick-ons, and they probably do stuff, but then I don't know. I don't particularly. I think they'd fade and look crappy after a little bit. The factory ones are great, but unfortunately, they're quite solid, and they're up there in the wind. And what happens is, the C pillars don't have any structure behind them from the outside skin, and so they'll end up starting to dent them on. They'll start denting them on you. You'll get little weird, little weird waves in your C pillars. Yeah, no problem, man. Easy done. All right. 29th drop off in the morning. And leave it with us for a day or two and we'll get it all done for you. Easy done, Brad. Much appreciated. Bye bye.